Seif. Are you here? Seif.
If.
Seif.
If.
Second, if.
If.
Ten about if.
If.
Second Kings 2. From verse 9. Second Kings 2 from verse 9. The Bible says, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you. Can I have NKJV? The Bible says, and so it was then they had crossed over. Say crossed over.
Crossed over.
That Elijah said to Elisha, ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Verse 10. The Bible says, so he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if, underline the word if. It says, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. If you see me being taken out, it will be what you desire to happen. But if I'm being taken up and you don't see me have moved out, you will not receive it. If. Say if.
If.
Are you still following?
Yes.
Verse 11. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. Verse 12. And Elisha saw it. Underline the word, and Elisha saw it. And he cried out, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. 13. He also took up the mantle, Elijah, that had fallen from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Cross your Bible. Say if.
If.
I want to share with you a deep secret that God spoke to me on that scripture that most of you really have to know. It's very important. Do you know we have got people who they get a prophecy, but to make a prophecy come to pass is another thing. Look at this. God, when he speaks, it's not his responsibility to make the prophecy come to pass. I have seen people who God spoke to them personally. They felt it in one of the services that today something has happened. Yet, days are going, nothing's happening in their lives. But they believed it, that it had happened. I have seen people who, they got a word of prophecy, but it never came to pass. I want you to know this, God is not a magician. God wants your faith. Faith is not enough. I'm going there. Elisha got a powerful prophecy that he's going to receive the mantle, double portion of anointing, if he shall keep on looking at the man of God. You're too serious this time. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Elijah said, if you shall concentrate looking at me. Did you hear that? Then you shall get it. Now, look at this. And he told him, but if you will not get the mantle. This is a principle in the spirit. A principle of sterling. Elijah said, if you shall look at me perpetually, look at me. If you shall see me moving up. Now, don't forget, Elijah will move up, not physically, but spiritually. Channels of fire are involved. Angels are involved. The whirlwind is involved. So it's not a physical move. It's a spiritual move. Which means if you have to see him, you have also to be in the spirit. Because you'll be taken by the spirit. Oh, I'm talking to somebody who's hearing me, right? Now, look at this. So, we have people in the church who come like this and look at the man of God physically. And they say, when he's passing here, it means I receive. If he touches me, it means I receive. No, that's a physical experience. But there is a people who sit in the miracle tent and look at me spiritually. And they say, Laka, Zweke, Peke, Pranoja, Ranuve. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? The Bible says, if you shall look at me, if you shall see me, it shall be given. Now, this is a prophecy. It must come to pass. Now, let me tell you something. After I tell you, if you're going to cut what I've spoken to into pieces and throw it away, it won't happen. But to somebody who digests this and keep it in the faculties of your medulla oblongata. Did you hear me? And keep it. There will be no any wind, not even the Hurricane Katrina, can take it out. Oh, did you hear what I just said? When you look at the things from the physical point of view, you'll get nothing. Now, the prophet said, if you see me going up, it will be so. Every word of God is attached to a condition. If my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, if you shall diligently seek my face, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. If. Say if. If you remain in my words, my ways shall remain in you. If. Say it's a condition, my brother. You don't just go from home, eat your KFC, and come in the church and say, I want to receive a miracle. No, it is if. Tell about if. Say, there's a condition attached. Tell your neighbor, there is a condition attached. Say, why your miracle is delaying? You are not meeting the condition. Tell your neighbor, there's a condition. Tell your neighbor, there's a condition. Tell them again, there is a condition. Tell them again, there is a condition. Now, look at this. Are we here or we are home? Yeah. Are we together or you went home? Yeah. Now, look at this. You come here. Stand here. This, for example, is Elijah. I'm not saying Elijah. He's, oh my God, I receive. Oh yeah, I'm now Elijah. No, you are Pastor Chuma. Now, you stand here. Now, for example, this is Elijah. And this is Elisha. And the Bible says, I want you to hear this statement very well. There was a terrible wind that separated the two. Oh. Did you hear that?
Yes.
There was a what? That separated the two. Can I call this wind to separate you from those who are sinning outside?
Yes.
There must be a difference between those who are believers and those who are not. I think I'm talking to the wrong people. You find people who don't even know Jesus Christ are actually living a better life than you who are called the children of God. But I'm going to pray for a wind to separate. It separated Elijah and Elisha. And Elijah said, if you see me, if you will receive the double portion. But if you will not, this is now where there's a whole secret of anointing. We have people who come to church and say, I want to see the prophet. When the prophet is not there, they are not there because they are looking for a physical prophet. The anointing of a prophet is so strong when the prophet himself is not there.
Amen.
Oh, did you hear me? Did you hear me, somebody? Now, Elijah was standing like this. And Elisha was standing like this. Now, the Bible says that there was a wind that separated them. All right? If it was some of you, the first thing that you would begin to say could be focusing on the separation. I had one of my sons who, he was so close to me. At some point, I put him far. And he was concentrating on, I'm far from my father. Instead of him being focusing on the anointing. Oh, you didn't even hear this. Oh, did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Now, Elijah's standing here. And he's separated from Elijah. But his eyes were so much focusing on Elijah. A whirlwind, when the Bible says a whirlwind, it means whirlwind. Not wind, but whirlwind. A whirlwind comes with sand and dust. It carries things around. The sand was entering in his eyes, but he never closed his eyes. He said, I'm going to look until I get something. I don't care where people are beating me around, the sun entering. He said, I will not close my eyes. I will concentrate. I'll keep on looking. I'll keep on seeing. Oh, I'm talking to the wrong people. Let me go this direction. He said, I'll keep on. Do you know why tonight you are here? Do you know why tonight you are here? Do you know why Friday people are sleeping? Some are doing other things and some are just watching at home. But you had to come physically. Do you know why? Because you are trying to see clearly. You are trying to open your eyes.
Yes.
Say, that's why I'm here, Major.
I'm
trying to do what Elisha did. Now, let me show you something. Let me show you something. Some people, they say, one time somebody prophesied to me and my prophecy never came to pass. Listen, it means he was not a man of God, number one. Number two, it may be that you are the one who is wrong. Let me tell you something. Even this Bible, there are many promises of God to those who believe. But listen, it's not everyone who is enjoying those promises. Here, the Bible says, you shall not be the tail, you shall be the head. But if I can look at you, you are actually the tails. Not you, but that one. But it's in the Bible. The Bible says, you shall not lack. But you are what? Lacking. Just sit down for a moment. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, but you are having so many things you are wanting. It's here. Prophesied. I shall pour my spirit on all flesh. But some, until today, their spirit is not poured on them. You may be in church and not knowing that God gives you what you needed a long time ago. Just sitting like this. There was, in Bethsaida, there was a pool. And the Bible says when the angel comes and stirs the water, only if you jump into the water, you are being what? Healed. If. Did you hear that? Say if. There's a condition attached. Now, there was a man who stayed there for 37 years. When they started the water, he wasn't going. We're just watching it like this. People were coming. When the angels touched the water, people were entering, healed, and he was watching. And Jesus, for 37 years, which means Jesus was not yet born. Jesus, by this time, he was 30 years. The time Jesus was being born, this man was there already for 7 years, waiting for healing. Like some of you. Some people came in this church, you're already here waiting for your healing and the deliverance. But when the angel stirs the water, people, new people are entering into the water, they're getting healing and they're going out. And you are just sitting there and watching because there's an if that you are not meeting. Should I go? Should I stay? If. Should I? Now. Say now. Touch your neighbor and say you need deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Say if. Say again. Say if. Now, Isaiah 26, verse 3. It will shock you. Isaiah 26, verse 3. The Bible says, are you there? You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Did you hear that? You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed. Mind is stayed, which means you put your mind on a particular word of prophecy and you keep on believing what God said and you keep on believing what the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. You keep on believing on it. You don't let it down. No matter the situation, people may say this. You may pass through some financial problems or anything. Wind may blow, but you keep on believing. The prophet said, it is done. The prophet says, I will come back with a testimony. The prophet, no matter what I'm passing through, you put your mind stayed on him because you trust in him. What matters is the focus. Most Christians, the devil takes their mind off and they keep on thinking what they're passing through. But you put your mind, focus. Believe the word of a prophecy. The Bible says, despise not prophecy. It's in the Bible. It says, despise not the word of prophecy. And God warned Timothy through Apostle Paul. He said, neglect not the gift which was given unto you by the word of prophecy. Now, what makes the prophet to drop a mantle? The Bible says, when Elijah was going up, he didn't drop it. He didn't. Number one, the Bible says, if you see me going up, you're going to get it. And what came to pick him was a chariot. So to confirm to Elijah that I have seen you going up, he said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen, that was telling Elijah to know that I have seen you. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people here. Because Elijah wanted a confirmation. Did you really see me going up? It happens in a church, in a ministry. When God is raising a man of God, he's raising him. Right? Some people just say, oh, yeah, yeah, he's powerful, he's powerful. But there are some people who see beyond the powerful. They see him being raised up. As they see him being raised up, them too, they receive. The Bible says, tell me what the Bible says. Only those who their mind keep on focusing on him, God shall keep them in a perfect peace. Isaiah on the 6th, if. Now that's a problem. So we have Christians who don't realize the seasons and the times of God. Oh, are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? There is a great, 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 great man of God who some 7 years ago, all I wanted was that man of God to pray for me. He stays in the USA. All I wanted was that man of God to pray for me. And this man of God last week, he came to see me. And so when I was like, oh my God, I have desired and longed for this man to pray for me. He's a very powerful man of God from America. And he came just to see me and he left. Now I was like, when I see this man of God, he's going to pray for me. When we met, guess what he did? He said, I came here all the way because I want you to pray for me. I said, wait a minute. I said, what do you mean? He said to me, he said, I discern the seasons of God. And I have discerned at this time and moment, there is too much God working on you. And he said, I am not those men of God who says, oh, that one, fighting someone. He said, instead, I go and receive from that someone. And I wasn't understanding this man. And he said, let me tell you something. He said to me, he said, I have never seen the grace that you have. He said, you're able to prophesy. You're able to teach. You're able to do deliverance. You're able to do discernment, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You are able to preach. You're able to apostle. You've got churches all over the world. You're able to grow the church. You're able to run businesses, not only one. You have this business. He said, this is a special anointing that I need on me. And I was like, ah, but we have some men of God in Tembisa. They have never come. Sorry, not Tembisa, in Limpopo. Do you know the people who saw the star of Jesus? We are not people in Israel. We are wise men from the east. Do you understand? They were what? Wise men from the east. Not, yeah. Not foolish men from Israel. But wise men. Oh, yeah. It takes someone who is wise to see the star that can take him where Christ is. Did you hear me? So people in Malawi, Asole. So people from South Africa, they are wise, Asole. I mean, until today, in Israel, they don't believe in Jesus. In Israel, until today. Don't think that's spiritual. When you go there, I was in Israel last year. And I'm like, do you know Jesus? I'm asking this guy who went in the village of Jesus, in his home village. They're like, oh, this boy who was playing in these mountains. Their own people call him this boy. The Bible says he came for his own, but his own did not receive him. But for those who received him like me, clap your hands if you can, somebody. Tell me about if. Another neighbor, if.
Yes.
Say, yeah, I know, neighbor.
Yeah.
You need this miracle urgently.
But if.
He has to what?
Focus. Concentrate. Rayon. To see
you. I receive.
Oh, put a hand on Jesus, somebody. So we have people who God spoke to them for them to put the focus. There's a problem. When God starts dealing with their lives, when God starts dealing with their life, they cut God off. I remember there was a certain guy who I was seeing him, was sitting somewhere here in church. And I knew his deliverance had begun, and he didn't know. So he came the first week, second week, and God told me that his final deliverance was the following service. And the following service, he didn't come until today. So the day that, all right, so you begin, God starts a project with you. He says, all right, I know you're having this problem, and for this problem to be sorted out, I will send you to a major prophet. You'll be watching this prophet every day on YouTube, on prophetic channel. You'll be watching until you're free. Now, God starts that project with you. In the middle of the project, you disconnect yourself. Wait. Look at your neighbor and say, there is something in you that I must tell you. When God starts something dealing with you, don't cut him off. Tell your neighbor,
stay connected.
To remain.
Power.
Are you hearing me, somebody, or you're not hearing? Did you hear me, somebody?
Yes.
If. Tell about if you focus. So the Bible says, these men, you know, there's a pool here, and this man was staying there. And Jesus says, why are you here? Do you know what he said? He said, if the angel stirs the water, everyone who goes there gets healed. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
But as for me, there is no one. Are you crazy? You want someone to carry you?
No.
Now, the question is, how do you eat? So this guy was staying near the pool. If he's hungry, he was looking for food, he would eat. He would do his bed, he would dress. But when the angel has studied the water, he wanted someone to pick him into the water. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, there's something wrong. It's not God now, it's you. I was praying. I was standing, and God says, stand here. I want to speak to you. And I was standing there, and I was praying. I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, nothing. I wasn't hearing God at all. And I was standing there. And I knew exactly, if I move out of here, I want to hear him speaking. So I was forced to stay there. So I stood there like this. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Hours and hours, stopped. I said, if I move out of here, I want to hear him. So I slept right there. Just the time I had put my head on the stone, bam, the angel stands there. And says to me, he says, thy says God, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. And he disappeared. Now, if I had moved out, tell number if. You don't concentrate. You concentrate so much on your problems. You think about your debts. You think about how you're going to pay the bills. You think about what's going to happen. You think, the Bible says, to be carnally minded, to be physically minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we have people who are so much carnal, so much earthly. They think with, the other definition of the word earthly is sensual, or to be minded, to be physically minded, according to James. The Bible says this wisdom is not spiritual. It is earthly or sensual or demonic. So the moment you are you with your physical mind thinking about how can this happen, or just that, it can't happen because God does not operate in the physical. So Elisha will not receive if he remains in the physical. He must remain in the spiritual for him to receive the spiritual. But then the Bible says Elisha takes his clothes and tear them. That's now another step which most Christians can't do it. He tears his cloth. Immediately the Bible says, and Elijah threw his cloth. He tore his cloth, and Elijah threw what? His cloth. And the cloth Elijah threw, that's where there was what? Anointing. Did you hear that?
Yes, Papa.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I said, did you hear that? Tell me, if you tear yours, God will give you his. The reason why we're having so many Christians who are still poor, who are still struggling, because they are not ready for prosperity. They are not ready for deliverance. Listen, if your deliverance is in giving, and God says give, and you are not giving it, you will never be delivered. Didn't hear me? I said if. Now imagine God says to Abraham, go and give your son as a sacrifice. If Abraham didn't go there, tell me, what would have happened to Abraham? The moment he went to do the sacrifice, God said what? From now, you are no longer Abraham. You are Abraham. He said your wife is no longer what? Sarah. She's what? Sarai. He said, you are now a father of great nations. He said, through you shall all the nations be blessed. Because he did the condition. Turn number if. So we are so much comfortable. Listen to me. If God says, I will set you free if you do this, do it. Don't hesitate.